This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Good morning. Welcome to Morning Devotions. This is Chris Witz. It's inevitable that one day you and I will face some bad news. And if it's already happened to you, you'll know what I'm talking about. Perhaps the death of a family member. That's very difficult news. Or a close friend has passed away. So believe me, this will happen sooner or later. And then we'll be faced with this question. How do I react? What's going to be my feeling? How am I going to feel that particular day? What will other people think of me? Now, it might be a morbid question to ask today, but it's nonetheless real. Any time we lose something or someone of value, it could be our health, a job, a pet, or moving from one suburb to another, these can be times when we experience feelings of grief. I like the story one night in Scotland, and the snow lay deep, the wind shrieked around a little house, and inside the house a good Presbyterian elder, a man was there who was lay dying, and his daughter brought the family Bible to the bedside. She said, "Father, do you want me to read a chapter to you?" And now this godly Christian man was in so much pain he could only let out a groan, and she opened the book and began to read the Bible, and then she heard him say softly, "No, no, lassie, the storm's up now. I thatched my house in the calm weather." Now, what was he saying? Simply, he had made preparations for this moment of death a long time ago. He had plenty of time, as it were, to thatch the house before the storm came. And I like that illustration. If you've felt grief-stricken and your mind was whirling from the tragedies of life, the last thing you want to hear are theories and explanations. You know, it's not the time for analysis then. It's wise to thatch the house, to be prepared before the storm comes. In other words, prepare for the sad moment before it suddenly arrives. Now, I've got a feeling that most people struggle to understand grief. How can I experience these feelings in healthy ways? And I think that's one of life's most important challenges. Too many people experience grief and they don't know what to do with it. They turn away from friends, family, they avoid contact with people, they shun any offers of help. And most sadly of all, they turn away from God. Now, you might know people yourself who've had their faith in God shipwrecked on the shores of grief and loss. They can't get over blaming God for their misfortune, so they turn their backs on him. But you could know other people who've come through these terrible times of grief and loss, actually just the opposite. They have a strong faith and a reliance on God. So I think a question is, how does a Christian respond to these moments of grief? Well, it's a big question, but to try and answer that, I think there's no better story than the one of Job from the Old Testament. Now, if you're not familiar with the book of Job in the Old Testament, it starts by describing Job as the greatest man among all the people of the East. Chapter 1, verse 1 tells us that Job is great spiritually. He's described as upright and blameless. He feared God. He shunned evil. He had 7 sons, 3 daughters, and he had 7,000 sheep, 3,000 camels, 500 donkeys, and so on. So in every way, here is a man who is prosperous. But it's not long before his life is filled with unfortunate things that happen. This man of prosperity suddenly is crippled by bankruptcy. His animals are carried off by thieves. And that morning, Job woke up one of the wealthiest men in the world. But the night time, Job went to bed bankrupt. He's crushed by bereavement. His children are killed. And on top of all that, physically, he has problems. He's covered with boils. He can't sit down. He can't stand up. He lost his family, his fortune, and now he loses his health. So as you read the book, if you take time to read Job, you'll see this great loss. And here was a man who'd gone through, actually, the process of grief. And I want to identify this to you that one day when you experience this tragedy, you can say it's okay to go through those feelings. And that's the one thing about grief. When you're in the midst of it, you think you're going crazy and that you're just not normal, however you are. And I want to reassure you as I talk about this that grief is a process that we can actually face and handle it properly. And it can, in fact, end up being a helpful experience. Well, Lord, there are new hopes and new possibilities that have come to us through Jesus. Forgive us, Lord, for those doubts that we've had. Let's live, Lord, in your presence today, I ask in Jesus' name. Amen.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 103.2's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.